Dr. Razek and Dr. Aslani of the Gulf International Cancer Center. Text message here. My 9-year-old daughter has a small hard lump on her neck and her dermatologist says it's over calcification. And until it's not painful, no need to take it out. Should I be alarmed?
Well, if it's not growing, if it's the same size, it could be calcification. Sometimes she might have had an infection before. When you get the infection, you also get these bumps on your neck. And sometimes they over time calcify. And when they're calcified, they're very hard lumps. And the major thing is that their size won't change. So if it's the same size and it's not painful and it's been staying there for a long time, it shouldn't be concerning.
When you say if you've had an infection, you can get a lump. What kind of infection?
Any kind of infection. I mean, if you have a tonsillitis, if you have a cold, common cold, these lymph nodes that exist naturally in your neck, they tend to swell. But the difference between the swelling that is caused as an infection versus cancer is that the swelling of the infection is usually painful. It's in a short period of time, and it could be reddish and warm. So you have all the signs of infection going on, and usually resolves when the infection is finished, when the cold is finished, when the infection, like sore throat, is gone. That tends to subside as well. Whereas the swelling on the neck that is as a result of a cancer usually comes slower and a slower pace, is not necessarily painful, and it persists.
Mm-mm. Okay. It's interesting because another one here on lumps, and somebody's saying here, I have a very small hard lump in the armpit. It did come before, more than 2 years ago. It's the same size, just it doesn't hurt, just small and hard, like the size of a pea, smaller than a pea.
Yeah, exactly the same thing. If this person looked back, she or he might have had an infection in one of the nails, anything on the arm. And these lymph nodes that are located under arm, they drain all these cells that are fighting the body against the infection. And they become enlarged when you have an infection. And sometimes when the infection resolves, they become calcified and small. And they rest the same size. So it's not really concerning.
Mm-hmm. So then it's an aesthetic thing if you want to remove it.
Absolutely.
Would it go away eventually on its own?
It is possible. Sometimes, no, they stay. Very small size and they stay.
Somebody asking here how to get a family doctor.
They just have to call the local hospitals. There is many local hospitals, and ask for a general practitioner or an internist. And I'm sure most of them will have such a doctor. And then they can make an appointment with him, schedule it, and to be seen.
Ask your friends, ask family, word of mouth, who do they use? But it is an interesting area because so many people don't have a family doctor or have a GP as such, do they?
Yes, so. I agree with that. But it's word of mouth is very important because many of the patients that come to us, especially from the Dubai area, it's word of mouth that we have specialized in cancer treatment. So they tell each other and they show up.
Text message here regarding radiation. Can radiation cause cancer?
Yes, it can. Over a long time period. And it can predilect that it can cause cancer, but it's not as common as you think, because we treat, or in the past, a lot of children have been treated with radiation. And over a period of 10 to 20 years, they develop local cancer. But again, it's rare. It's like 1 in 100. And it depends on the dose of the cancer and the way it was treated. So it's many factors involved.
Now, if somebody comes to see you, walks through the door with a concern, whether it's feeling unwell, maybe it's fatigue, maybe it's a lump or a bump, whatever the reason may be, what's the process when they walk through the doors at Gulf International?
If they have an appointment, we usually see most of them, or if they schedule one, and if we check them out and we see the symptoms and the signs that concern them and they came for, and we channel them the appropriate way. I mean, if they need chest x-ray or a mammogram or a CT or to see a physician for biopsy or excision, we always direct them to that area.
Because it's a daunting prospect, isn't it? The idea of, you know, finding something or feeling unwell and taking yourself off to be checked out. So just to not feel scared, you will be welcomed, but to understand that process of what might happen when you walk through the doors.
Absolutely. Even with the established diagnosis of cancer, the cancer can be cured. I mean, vocal cords, we cure 100% of it. Many cancers, the majority of them, prostate, breast, range between 80 to 90% are cured, especially at early stages. So having the diagnosis of cancer, it means that the patient cannot get cured. Some of it, we're still lagging behind in curing them, but the majority of them, we made big strides with the new technologies and the advances in surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation therapy to cure most of them.
Now, text message here asking how often they should be screened for breast cancer. So mammogram, well woman test, that kind of thing. So how often? Does it depend on age or what should one do?
Right. It depends on age, absolutely. So different countries, they have different regulations, but usually it's recommended to have a baseline on 40 years of age for the ladies and then repeat that every 2 years till age of 50 years. And then afterwards, every year you continue to have your mammograms.
And is that the same for a smear test, all of those sort of well woman checks?
Pap smear, you start 3 years after sexual activity. And you do consequently for 3 years a pap smear, and then afterwards is every 3 years. So you do 3 years in a row and then every 3 years afterwards.
Now, I was reading an article earlier regarding aspirin, and this is the headline coming from a UK newspaper. New super aspirin shrinks tumours for 11 different cancers. The hybrid pill causes cancer cells to self-destruct. Super aspirin found to be 100,000 times more potent than the normal variety. So that's the headline. What's your sort of instant reaction to that? Aspirin, is it a good thing? Can you use it with cancer? I mean, they're calling this a super aspirin, so it's clearly been modified.
Yes, there is some reports that there is salicylate, that it shrinks some of the cancer or prevents development of cancer such as colon cancer and otherwise. But again, salicylates or aspirin is not just a routine drug to be taken because it has side effects that is more dangerous than cancer. Stomach bleeding, melena, bleeding in other areas, people with hypertension, strokes. So it has to be taken carefully. It has to be monitored by doctors. It's over-the-counter drug, but it doesn't mean that everybody will take aspirin just to prevent cancer.
Yeah, don't go off buying you aspirin thinking that can make a difference. Text message came in here earlier about taking supplements and that will help prevent cancer. What do you think about supplements? I think, again, we talk about here in the UAE how we can buy so many things over the counter ourselves. So, you know, with regards to prevention of cancer, what would you advise to, you know, help that process to prevent, you know, and should we be going and buying tablets and pills over the counter to help prevent it?
Supplements and antioxidants, they are already existing in the food we eat. I mean, if they eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruit and cauliflower plants, I mean, they all have the antioxidants, the things that are sold over the counter. If they want to buy it, that's fine. If they don't want to buy it, that's fine too, because they can get it through the food. It's cheaper.
Yeah.
So, as long as you have a healthy plant-based diet, you're covered.
Thank you so much for joining me again from Gulf International Cancer Centre, Dr. Ali Razek and also Dr. Mariam Aslani, and look forward to catching up with you again very soon. Contact details for Gulf International Cancer Centre and your location, please.
Thank you, Susan.
Contact and the location.
We are at the Cancer International Cancer Gulf International Cancer Center. We are on Sheikh Zayed Road towards Abu Dhabi, midway between Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and we are specialized in radiation treatments, medical oncology, chemotherapy, and hormonal and hematology treatments, and the PET CT scan.
And all details are online at gulficc.com, gulficc.com.
And the contact number is 02-563-5558.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.